There's one other question which I have to ask you, which is to do with your arousal. So if you say you're bisexual, how do you not become aroused during the treatment? How do you manage? Because as a woman, that's one question that comes up for me is, what if you get turned on during the treatment?
Well, again, you know, it all depends where you're coming from. Arousal is a sign of approval. A man doesn't get aroused if he's feeling unsafe or anxious. So for some women, it could be seen as, oh my God, it's a threat. He's getting turned on, he's going to do something. So it could be scary. For another woman, it can be, why is he not getting turned on? He doesn't like me. He's not fancying me. So it's reading the moment as to what is appropriate. If what they're doing is clearly trying to encourage it, I recognise that then it's important to the moment. The fundamental difference between a male and a female is a male has to feel in the right space. It doesn't necessarily mean that I will get aroused. I get very cerebrally aroused. And interestingly, what will turn me on per se more is actually how their response is an irrespective of age, dynamic, culture, body type. If I know that what I'm doing is making a difference, that's what turns me on. Someone saying, oh, can you tell me what I should wear? Should I wear a red bra and knickers? Really doesn't do anything for me. And I have to sort of quietly go, please just come dressed as you are. You know, it's fine. That's not the point of this. But occasionally it will be. I will get that approach from a woman is, oh, I need to come really sexy and dressed. And,
really?
You know, oh, yes, and will you do this? And will you do that? And can you do this? And I have this whole... And I'm going, no, it's not practical.
So sometimes you get aroused, sometimes you don't. But basically, you can manage your own responses.
Yes, and it's something that obviously I have to maintain from my own personal point of view, from my own personal boundaries. I'm in a relationship, and I have been for nearly 5 years with my female partner. And she and I have talked a lot about this. And she met me as a therapist. She knew what I did. I don't think she initially intended to actually have a relationship with me, but within 3 weeks we were. And I'm incredibly lucky to have such a supporting partner who understands, but nevertheless, I have to respect that relationship. And so everything is contained within the appointment, and it's always, in effect, what goes on in here remains in here. And so if I get someone, say, write me an email saying, oh, I'd love to come have a cup of coffee with you, or, I've got a case of champagne for you, it's thank you, but no thanks. You know, there is a line here. This is a therapeutic environment. This is a professional environment, and I never step out of that.
That's very interesting, and that's a good last question, I think, in terms of your own relationship. Like, having a relationship with a sex engineer, did she realise what she was taking on at the time?
I think she did. I mean, we talked about it the other day with some friends, and she said, I thought I was going to get a critique on everything. And she doesn't, and it's a very different place. I mean... Again, going back to the food analogy, you know, growing up in the hospitality industry, you know, I was very fortunate that I could have what food I liked, when I liked, and, you know, love it. But actually, let's get this in the right framework. Wintertime, sitting down, you know, having the roast meal with family was far better than the 5-course haute cuisine meal in the summer. You know, it's about the reality, because I could be me. In my relationship, I can let go. I don't have to keep... It's not a facade, but there is a part of me that remains in that professional place.
Oh, so
with my
partner,
she sees me warts and all, you know, and we sexually and emotionally share everything. And we have our own personal sexual lives and agenda and, you know, a relationship. And that I keep that very separate.
And how wonderful that she's supportive of you doing this kind of work.
I can't say, you know, I'm so lucky. And interestingly, you asked at the very beginning what made me go into more of the women. She did. She was the one who said you should be doing more work with women and couples.
Because she recognised there was a need for it.
Yeah. She appreciated what was out there. Her own personal story and situation was relevant as to what had been going on in her past. And so she assumed that that was the case. And she was the one who came up with the structures. And I use her, I take her advice often about how to present things, how would she see it if she was coming for this and that and what have you. So, and she was the one who said, look, don't just give one type of appointment. You need to have a series of different appointments. So the absolute massage was her at her instigation, of, you know, you need to have one that is much more potentially erotic, and then you need to have one like the sensual massage per se that is less erotic, and then you need to have one that's just surface only. So the whole structure came from her.
She's really helped influence and inspire.
Oh, tremendously, yeah, tremendously.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me today.
No,
and to all the ladies out there who are thinking of having a treatment, do go on Colin's website. Do read the testimonials. They're very compelling, very gripping. You'll be there for an hour reading them all through. And remember, he's got a 15-minute free call if you want to give him a call and talk through your situation. So it's been great talking to you, Colin.
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. And thank you for asking all those very pertinent questions. It's great to be able to just ramble on and get it all out there.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
Not at all. Thank you.